Healthcare is one of the few issues where Democrat John Kerry enjoys a sizable lead in the polls over President Bush. Today in Michigan, President Bush tried to cut into that, and he got some help from a right-of-center think tank in Washington, which says Kerry's plan will cost much more than advertised. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Speaking in Muskegon, Michigan, President Bush took square aim at the health plan of his opponent. Kerry's sweeping proposal would expand the Medicaid program for the poor, encourage businesses to cover their workers, and let others buy into a plan like the one that covers Congress and federal workers.
I'm running against a fellow who has got a massive, complicated blueprint to have our government take over the decision-making in health care. His plan, if you listen carefully to what he says, would have bureaucrats become the decision makers. And that would be wrong for America.
The Bush campaign also released a new television advertisement echoing the president's comments.
The liberals in Congress and Kerry's plan, Washington bureaucrats in control, a government-run health care plan, $1.5 trillion price tag.
That figure comes from a study released today by the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank. Joseph Antos led the team that analyzed the Kerry plan.
We basically assumed that the Kerry program was going to work. And if you assume it's going to work, then you end up with this situation. You cover a lot of people, but you spend a lot of money.
$1.5 trillion over 10 years, they estimate, to cover just over 27 million of the nation's 45 million uninsured. By contrast, President Bush's more modest proposal would cost $129 billion over a decade, but trim the ranks of the uninsured by just under 7 million people. The AEI analyst said the Kerry plan is so expensive because it gives a lot of money to those who already have coverage, particularly through a mechanism that would have the federal government take over the catastrophic costs of private employers' workers. Ken Keyes is a former head of Congress's Joint Tax Committee.
If you offer employers $565 billion for doing nothing, chances are they'll take it.
In fact, employers would have to do something. They would have to cover all their workers, even part-timers, and institute care management programs. Still, the estimate of the Kerry proposal is more than twice as high as an earlier estimate done by Emory University economist Ken Thorpe, who worked in the Clinton administration. Thorpe says part of the reason is that the two estimates look at different time periods, but in other cases, such as the Medicaid expansions, Thorpe says, the AEI analysis is simply incorrect, that it double counts how much the federal government would pay. Thorpe does agree that the Kerry plan, as well as the Bush plan, gives money to those already covered, but he says that's on purpose to make health insurance more affordable.
The irony is that the AEI estimate assumes that Senator Kerry's proposal along that front is going to provide even more savings to people who currently have health insurance today than I've estimated.
But Jeff Lemieux, another former government health cost analyst, now with the think tank Centrist.org, said the entire fight doesn't add much to the campaign.
We've got a set of great minds who are essentially trying to come up with an answer to a fairly foolish question, which is produce a detailed estimate of a very vague campaign proposal.
That fact notwithstanding, however, the fight clearly demonstrates that health care is likely to play a more central role in the remaining 50 days until the election. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.